CLW 83 Network programming is now available on demand through Stitcher Radio. Log on to Stitcher.com. Download and install the free Stitcher Radio app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, or log into the site via Facebook. Then search for CLW 83, and you'll be instantly connected to all of your favorite CLW 83 Network programs. The Stitcher Radio app at Stitcher.com. The newest way to tune in to the CLW 83 Network. Work online, on demand, and on the go. Hurricane Sandy left destruction and devastation across the Jersey Shore. Flooding and high winds left many residents without power, without a home, and without hope. With your help, that can all change. Operation Restore Our Shore, in cooperation with the American Red Cross, the Salvation Army, the United Way, and the State of New Jersey Department of Volunteerism, is committed to helping rebuild coastal communities impacted by Hurricane Sandy. To learn more about Operation Restore Our Shore, and to find out how you can help, visit Facebook.com/Operation Restore Our Shore. Maybe you're a 49ers fan in Jacksonville or a Jets fan in Houston, and you're looking to connect with fellow fans from hundreds or thousands of miles away. Look no further than FanJunkies.net. FanJunkies.net is a social networking site dedicated to fans of every team and every league. Connect with baseball, football, basketball, and hockey fans from throughout the country and throughout the world. Get the latest news, take polls, and interact in live chats on game day. And best of all, it's absolutely free to join. Sign up today at FanJunkies.net. FanJunkies.net, where sports meets social networking. How many websites do you use to get your fix of wrestling news? 3, 4, 5 or more? Do yourself a favor and make that number 1 by going to WrestleChat.net, your pro wrestling news source. Brett Clendaniel and his staff bring you up-to-the-minute wrestling news and views all day, every day. And WrestleChat.net is home to great podcasts like WrestleChat Radio, The Still Real to Us Show, and the North American Wrestling Connection. For the best in wrestling news and views, there's only one site to turn to. WrestleChat.net. WrestleChat. It's where it's at. The following program is a JWC Media production for WrestleChat.net and CLW83.com. This edition of the NAWC is uncensored. For over 6 years, and nearly 300 episodes, the North American Wrestling Connection, the NAWC, wrestling's recognized leader in talk entertainment. And now, CLW83.com and WrestleChat.net present the NAWC, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007, sanctioned by
Pigs running around everything, and Gentleman Duel standing out in the middle of the desert. I mean, Duel, they're gonna be dueling. What kind of duel are you talking about? Gentleman Duel? I never heard of a Gentleman Duel. I thought of every match in the world. Funky like a monkey, Gentleman's Duel. Gentleman's Duel.
Yes.
Hey, JBL, does JBL know what a Gentleman Duel is? Jay, sorry, Gentleman Duel. Is that Gentleman Duel here? Somebody duel me up.
Is that English?
Yeah.
I understand Giant Khali better than I just understood the American Dream. Funky
by
like
the way,
a monkey
it's,
duel.
It's
what is
great
funky?
Khali, not Giant Khali. You're getting really upset about this.
I need subtitles. Oh, we go now. Giant Baba, Great Khali. I couldn't understand either one of them, and I didn't understand a thing that Dusty Rhodes just said.
You're going to have a Funky like a monkey duel with Cody at some point in the future. Which is what?
Two monkeys. One. She is challenged.
Oh, wow. Okay. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the North American Wrestling Connection, as sponsored by WrestleChat.net. My name is not Nikki Heyman. My name is Jason Block. The reason why Nikki Heyman is not here this week, if you did actually read your newspapers, you actually found out, believe it or not, through the New York Times, that Richard Heyman, the father of Paul Heyman, died on June 25th, and she actually went to sit Shiva with him. So I have now control of the keys to the kingdom, at least for this week, and I want to bring in a bunch of my friends. Starting off with the other side of the world, Mr. Shane Beeman.
G'day, g'day. How is everybody?
We're doing great here, believe it or not, on this Independence Day weekend. Going from west to east, let's go to California. And Ethan Muslin, how are you, sir?
Doing very fine. You may have the keys to the kingdom, but the pony football is squarely in my hooves.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Here we go. And my borough mate from Brooklyn, New York, and I believe this is the first time as a full panelist, or maybe second, Mr. Gene Aguilera.
It is my second, indeed.
Yes,
and also,
sir.
Jim is going to hate me this episode.
Well, we shall see how it goes. Now, usually we don't talk much about the promotion down south in TNA. I mean, tonight, I mean, put it to you this way. I did not go. This is the first time in 3 years I did not go to the Base Brawl event, which is happening here in Brooklyn, New York. And it's very interesting because we were expecting the Night of the Long Knives here in the WWE, but it happened in TNA. And Shane, very interesting, no? There were some releases. There were some releases this week.
It wasn't interesting per se. It was more, I think, TNA unfortunately showing their weakness, and that's the fact that they can't handle the road travel at the moment, so they had to make budget cuts.
Yeah. Yes, and this is the reason why. First of all, the people who were released were, I believe, Crimson was one of them. Joey Ryan was another. And a TNA knockout whose name I'm going to get here. Taylor Hendricks. And Christian York is another one. Sam Shaw was allegedly released, but that's not him. But he was not released.
It's
not Velvet. Velvet Sky's still there.
I think it was Madison Rayne.
No, she's actually gone.
That has not been confirmed to me. But the reason why they were released, Ethan, according to multiple sources, is money problems. And we're talking major money problems here. We're talking money problems to the point of where it has been rumored that wrestlers haven't been paid as far as 2 months in advance. They're 2 months behind. It's a little nuts, no?
Ouch.
I mean, well, here's what it said. The talents released were being paid a monthly guarantee with an additional fee when they were booked for TNA events. The feeling was that with the talents not being used regularly by the promotion, there was no need to keep them held under contract. There's been a lot of talk of cost-cutting of late in the company, with the added expenses of producing Impact on the road, including the departures of different executives, including execs in the marketing and PR end. And there's been increased grumbling about some wrestlers about pay coming late, with one talent claiming he has heard stories about talents being 2 months behind and others confirming they are behind but not wanting to confirm how far behind they are. Now, Gene, you, of course, are an up-and-coming independent wrestler. What does this say to you looking forward?
Somebody's been taking pages from the Paul Heyman handbook of how to run a wrestling promotion, and not the good ones.
Okay. Go on.
I find it to be a natural conclusion of the problem with TNA, because the problem with TNA is, up until now, it has not drawn a penny, because it's lived primarily off Dixie Carter's father's money.
Right.
So, going on the road, and I don't think I need to tell you, there's a stark difference between producing a show from a theme park and going all over the country. Nobody needs to know to be reminded of the difference between that. But the problem is, I don't think there would be as much cost cutting. This is my personal opinion. I'm just a rookie, but I don't think there would just be as much cost cutting if TNA was actually drawing money.
Yeah. Now, Shane, you said don't join TNA. You know what was a little bit of irony? On the same day that there was, these releases, Taz announces he's re-signed with TNA. Did you notice that?
Well, that's the thing with Taz. I think I'm a fan with Taz. Taz is always a loyal guy. He will stick with whoever he is with, even if it's a sinking ship. Case in point, ECW. Taz stuck with ECW until its last day. So, but yeah, I just wouldn't join TNA.
But what I was about to ask was that, Ethan, does this mean to you that we're going to see more releases down the road? Do you think there's going to be a lot more cost cutting?
I don't. You might see a little bit more cost cutting, but the way you kind of think about it, overarching wise, is that a lot of the ones that got releases were from the gut check.
Right.
They came in from the gut check, they won gut check, and now they are out in, what, less than a year? Almost less than a year? It sort of seems like TNA has gotten to the point where they can't bring in any more talent. It would not be fiscally reliable for them to bring in somebody else. Like, if somebody gets released from WWE, they can't pick them up because they can't afford it.
Exactly.
It could also be an instance of, well, I mean, some of them did ask for their release, so, but some of them are also, it's the instance of first in, first out. I'm sorry, last in, first out.
Yeah, last hired, first fired. Yeah, that sort of
exactly.
thing. Well, let me ask you something, Gene. With this whole gut check thing, would you call the gut check experiment a failure? I mean, I would
call it a failure simply because of the fact that Adam Pearce did not get chosen over Magno.
Gene, what do you think?
I'm not a big fan of Adam Pearce, but I will say that Gutcheck, yeah, has been a total and complete failure.
Now, Shane, let me ask you this. If the writing is on the wall with certain talents, could we see because Rob Van Dam was the first, could we see others going to WWE potentially?
Oh, definitely. There's even been huge rumor talks that Sting's thinking about jumping ship. Like, this year it's 80% certain that they're going to get Sting this year.
Well, if that would happen, then Dream matches all over the place, potentially.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't we see this 2 years ago, though, where they were thinking about signing Sting to face Taker at WrestleMania, and then he balked?
Yes, well, but that's because, yeah, but that was due to the fact that Dixie Carter, being the brilliant woman she is, came back with the counteroffer of, Sting, you stick with us, I will put you straight into the TNA Hall of Fame. Sting took it. There you go.
And now, well, Stagnation is all around thanks to thanks a lot to Dixie Carter.
She's evil.
Yeah. I don't think she's evil. I just think that they have, well, bad money management skills. Let me just tell you something. going out to Las Vegas and, you know, doing two shows and all that stuff. I mean, WWE has been doing this for a long, long time. And TNA is, you know, a few years too late on this.
For all intents and purposes, they're just getting out of the gates going, you know, doing, taking this road tour.
Right, exactly. And, you know, could be too little too late.
It could be.
But, I mean, this is something we're going to watch. I mean, because I think this could be the sign of something bigger, potentially down the road. I mean, we could see bigger stars eventually going to WWE. And like I said, and Shane, if that rumor is true, and again, we're going to keep that rumor to I don't necessarily like watching car crashes, but it just seems like what I mean, you know, our esteemed host Nikki Heyman has said that this has been like sort of watching a patient bleed out for a long, long time. Now, switching up subjects for a little bit. Does anyone remember last week when Ricardo Rodriguez got El Cabonged by Dolph Ziggler during the Fiesta del Rio? Do you remember that?
Yes, yes.
But there was actually a reason for that. Ricardo got his first strike, okay? Because he was on the he got the WWE wellness strike for failing a wellness test. But it's also something very interesting. Well, first of all, number one, what do you think of that he actually failed, Ethan?
Well, didn't he fail, like, because he had, like, something in the system from GNC or something like that?
Well, we don't know.
Was it, like, a weight gain or something?
Rumor is many different things, okay?
Right.
You know.
It wasn't a barbiturate or anything like that, right?
Not from what I'm hearing. But, you know, and also, it's I actually have the actual wellness policy in front of me. And I'm actually going to show you this because we are at, you know, everyone was asking because we all know that Jack Swagger has been guilty of with a DUI in possession of marijuana, right? And everyone was saying, why wasn't he suspended? If you look, and Shane Jean, take a look at this for me, at Section 15, Section B, for positive marijuana drug tests, in the event of any positive marijuana test, the appellant shall be fined $2,500 for positive test, which shall be deducted from the downside guarantee. That's why he wasn't suspended, I don't think. Right, Shane?
Yeah, it looks that way. It seems like
Marijuana is treated like a different drug. That's probably why Rob Van Dam might not mind the fine. Right, Gene?
Well, yeah, I guess so. I don't know why synthetic weed is treated differently than actual weed, but whatever.
Well, is that the rumor as well?
Yeah, that he got caught up for spice. And you'd really think he'd learn from Evan Bourne's mistake.
Well, we will definitely see how that goes. But, I mean, it's going to be very interesting. He made a couple of comments on Twitter that Ricardo's going to actually help out on his charities and all that stuff and actually, you know, basically do his penance and then come back in 30 days, you know. But we'll see. I mean, I'm not exactly thrilled that he got suspended because he actually missed a very interesting Raw on Monday night. We had pretty much the theme of Raw, Ethan, as you saw, was a champions versus champions night. And noticed that they treated both belts with a lot of reverence, no?
Yeah, they did. I don't know if this has to do with the fact that the WWE title is turning a certain magical even number. I don't know if that might be a part of it.
Could be.
With a big five and a round O.
Right.
It was nice that they recognized both titles in equal standing. I mean, they recognized the history of the WWE title and of the World Heavyweight / NWA World Championship.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I actually liked the history and the packages that they showed. I mean, you had people like Buddy Rogers, Lou Thesz, okay? You had...
They had Sting.
Yeah, that blew my mind.
Yeah. Okay?
You had, you had Hulk Hogan.
You have Sting on tape.
Right. You had Sting, which, like you said, you know, could be a vision of things to come, you know? You know, I mean, yeah, there were some notable snubs. Edge wasn't there. But look, I mean, hell, Austin Sting, Triple H, Booker T, no Shawn Michaels. Very interesting.
That's kind of a person who's already known as having one of the belts, even though he's technically held both.
Right. You know, we started off with pretty much the schmoz promo, Gene. Where Daniel Bryan comes out. By the way, new shirt rule. Okay, he comes out with a new shirt. Okay, Orton has a new shirt out there. And you had basically pretty much, it was basically an All-Stars Money in the Bank promo. Did you like that one, Gene?
Yeah, I liked it fine. I also really dig the new shirt. I might buy it as soon as I get the money.
But now, Shane, one of the weirdest things about Monday night, the fact, now, did you watch the Miz Ryback match, Shane?
Yeah. Now,
a couple of months ago, Ryback was booked as this unstoppable monster, okay? And then all of a sudden, he stops the match because his little leg hurts? What was that all about?
Can we just call this what it is and just call this the buryments of Ryback?
Okay. No, or at least the lowering of the ladder on the card. Gene, did that surprise you too?
Not really. This is what it means. Creative has nothing. Creative has nothing. Creative has nothing for you.
Okay. Heath, do you agree with that?
I would be inclined to agree, but I also think this might just be the end of the run that is Ryback. If they've got nothing, then he's just going to be like, fuck it.
Yeah, well, there you go. What I also liked about Raw is that they had a very good video package. We're not talking about the Wyatt family, who's coming next week, and I cannot wait for them. That's going to be awesome. But what I liked was the Mark Henry career retrospective package. This sold him as a legitimate monster. No, right, Ethan?
You'll have to harken back, because I know I did see Raw, but I have not seen this portion therein. Now what all did they entail with this package?
Basically, it showed clips of him as an Olympian, you know, coming into the WWE and basically saying that's what I do. I'm a monster. I cause destruction. And Shane, this was a pretty good package, no?
Oh, definitely. If you ever wanted to use something for a Hall of Fame thing, that right there was brilliance.
You know, yeah. I mean, Gene, it made him look like a legitimate contender to Cena's title, no?
Yeah, it did. But at the same time, they did this 2 years ago with his world title reign against Orton when they put him over cleanly.
Well, let's see. Hey, he's got the match in 2 weeks. We never know. You know, we had a couple of more matches added to the Money in the Bank pay-per-view. The Shield is going to fight the Usos for the tag team on the Money in the Bank pregame show. And The Miz is going to fight Curtis Axel for the Intercontinental, you know, title. Which, by the way, again, we had another good week of the, you know, the soap opera As the Punk Turns. You know, because we had the hated tag team partners rule. You know, if you watch the match, and it was really brilliantly done, Punk was in most of the match, Punk hits the go to sleep, and Curtis Axel tags in and takes away the match. And Punk was fuming. okay? Punk was absolutely fuming. How awesome was that, Gene?
Pretty awesome, actually. I'm loving Curtis Axel more and more every week. If
Go on.
What were you going to say before it?
I was going to say that I'm loving Curtis Axel too. I mean, I'm loving what they're doing with it. You know?
Yeah, although it would be nice to have them have more legitimate wins down the line, and I'm sure they'll have them down the line just to establish him as an actual threat.
Hmm.
I think that will probably come in due time, but under the tutelage of Mr. Heyman, I'm pretty sure it'll be more sneaky win than it will be for clean.
Well, yeah, I mean, again, I'm just loving the fact that CM Punk is, you know, just being pushed aside in a way for the other people, because, you know, we all know that Brock and Punk are going to be at SummerSlam, and we all know that some way Curtis Axel is going to interfere in the Money in the Bank match so that Punk or Brock will, one of his clients will interfere so that Punk doesn't get the shot at the Money in the Bank title. And I'm loving the way they're writing this. It's really well done. You know? It's, you know, it's just also very interesting. We're also again, Vicky Guerrero was again the ping pong ball in the stress. And next week, she's gotten so stressed out, she's going to have a public job evaluation. You know?
Yes, because we all know how well those go.
Yeah, it's not going to go well. It's not going to go well at all. Again, as I stated earlier, next week we're going to have the public evaluation of the Wyatt coming. By the way, I just got to tell you, with all the good, I got to tell you, that whole AJ thing with a fat photo, be a star, folks? Really? Was that necessary? Not really. It was just, it's not good. Oh, and by the way, just as another pretty fun and interesting aspect, we still had the Orton-Kane-Bryan sort of feud going. If you remember last week's SmackDown, Orton beat Kane. This time, you had Kane face Orton with Bryan as special guest referee, which was great because if you watch this match, it was awesome. Orton gets DQ'd. Kane wants to restart it, and he gets it. Orton gets ready for the RKO. Bryan as ref blocks him. Kane gets a kick. Bryan quick counts Orton, and of course, Kane is upset about this. Wants to chokeslam Bryan, Kane walks away, and Bryan walks into the RKO, continuing the heat and kidding and continuing the feud. Fun stuff, right, everyone?
Yes.
Shane, did you like that one too?
Oh, I thought it was brilliant, but I had one problem with it, and that's that they're hinting at a Daniel Bryan heel turn, and I'm not liking it. Due to the fact that he's getting such a great reaction as a face right now.
Well, yeah. I see, the thing is that I don't know. See, you notice, though, that Bryan gets cheered whether he's a face or a heel. You know?
I don't know. It's that damn good.
Yeah, exactly. Bryan is on that Punk level. Right, Gene?
I would say more in terms of RVD level.
Ah, speaking of RVD, he's coming back, of course, in 2 weeks. And yeah. Again, there's been you notice those video packages are awesome, by the way. Oh, those are awesome. Those are so good. You know, TNA, you let one go, didn't you? Oh, man.
As usual.
Yeah.
Not the first time.
No, not the first time either. The main event of the night. Oh, and by the way, did you also notice the packages we had, Bruno and Harley Race, you know? And, yes, in the video packages. And, that was just – and do you also notice that Bruno's on the cover of this new Madison Square Garden DVD that's coming out in a couple of months? gee, what a shock.
Well, I mean, they were talking about doing that when they got Bruno into the Hall of Fame. They were going to have him under this Legends contract and then have him do commentaries and things like that for some of the older matches that they had back in the old Worldwide Wrestling Federation days.
Yeah, but I can't wait to see what they're going to do with that Madison Square Garden DVD. The main event of Raw was the Champions versus Champions match. Was Cena Del Rio, and of course, but lol, Cena wins. However, it was pretty good because you had Mark Henry come out after his promo. His promo earlier on in the night, which was a little bit whiny, but it still had a lot of passion to it. Mark Henry circles the ring, but Ziggler distracts Del Rio, and Cena gets the AA. After the match, Henry takes the belt and teases a fight, and then he taps his wrist, and basically says, time's a-wasting. It was a pretty good Raw. I mean, the ratings, again, belie the fact that, I mean, we pretty much had the exact same ratings, which means that people are watching, no?
Well, people are watching now that there is essentially nothing else going on. We are in the summer lull.
Yes, but it's still it's 4 million, you know?
Four million's a pretty good number. I mean, it could be a little better, I'm sure, but I mean, for the Raw that it was, it's not too bad.
Yeah, exactly. We had, unfortunately, we're having this more and more, this total divas schlock that's been going on. Oh, God. Okay.
Hey.
That was just like, okay, there was more, you had the introduction of all the divas that were there, which was a badly done segment. Oh, it was awful. Okay? It was totally awful. Okay? And on tonight's SmackDown, Caitlyn finds AJ, and we had more mocking by the Bellas and all that sort of stuff. Oh, boy. Okay?
Come on!
Yeah, pretty much. Mm. But again, we had some good stuff. By the way, how is it? I mean, is 3MB become the Keystone Cops of the wrestling world this week? I mean, seriously.
The 3MB has been the Keystone Cops of wrestling ever since they first formed, I would think.
Well, yeah. I mean, pretty much.
It's another batch of creative saying, we got nothing for you to do. Fuck it. Just put you all together. Go out and do something.
Pretty much. I mean, on SmackDown,
give them credit for this. They've kept the gimmick up as long as they've had for as horrible as it is.
We had another good bout between Money in the Bank competitors with Randy Orton defeating Christian. Ziggler defeated Drew McIntyre. And, of course, they again escaped 3MB twice. Loved Paul Heyman on commentary tonight. He can do no wrong, right, Gene?
Oh, definitely not. No,
I'm sorry,
I said Gene, not Shane, but that's okay.
No, I was pausing because, is that an actual question?
Yeah, I know. Well, it was. Yeah, I know.
Actually, there is one thing that Paul can do wrong. Which would be writing checks.
Well, yeah. Pretty much. Let's see. Let's talk a little independence for a bit. We all know that the Briscoes are not in Ring of Honor anymore. This week, Jay Briscoe was stripped of the title this week Jay Briscoe was stripped of the title this week. Do you think he's actually going to they're actually going to come up north, or do you think they're going to take some time off, or what?
I don't see them coming up north in any time soon.
Yeah, they're not.
They'll probably take some time off, do an independent circuit or two, then maybe they'll probably take a tryout.
Don't you remember, though? They're not cosmetically pleasing enough for the WWE.
Well, not necessarily cosmetically pleasing. I think also the fact that Jay Briscoe's comments may offend a few people.
You mean the fact that he's
a raging homophobe? Yeah, that one.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't think the plant up north will take too kindly of that.
Some of us do have standards.
Yes, exactly.
I do hate beating a dead horse, but I should think that as the champion of a company that's trying to get off the ground, the last thing you're going to do is spark comments about how if anybody tries to teach your children that being gay is a good thing, you'll fucking shoot them.
Yeah, that's not the good thing. And I want to actually just sort of just touch on a few interesting just sort of things in and out of the wrestling ring here. Hopefully, by the way, did any of you guys see that interesting, and I say that in air quotes, wife swap episode between Ric Flair and
Roddy? Oh, God.
How bad was that? Oh, my.
Well, it's actually... well, Ethan's banging his head against the wall.
The desk, head desk, yes.
Oh, are you sure we can't just ignore this entirely?
All right, we'll skip it. No, it was pretty bad. And the ratings belied it. They said it was one of the worst rated episodes ever. Okay. Yeah, that...
Which is pretty funny when you consider who was involved. I mean, Ric Flair and Rowdy Roddy Piper. I mean, damn.
We also had a video of... there was an update on Jake Roberts' slippage. And, hopefully he continues to get back on track. We do wish him well on that. I mean, he's been doing, a yeoman's work one way or the other. You know, I'm just hoping that Jay continues to get the help and the recovery that we heard. Yes, come on, absolutely. We had a death. Anyone remember the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling?
Oh, yes. How can we not?
Okay, do you remember Big Bad Mama?
Oh, the name sounds familiar.
She is Lynn Braxton. Her name is Lynn Braxton. She, unfortunately, she died this past week. So we send the condolences to her friends and family. Big Bad Mama, her name is Lynn Braxton. Oh, and by the way, in the... here we go. The jokes write themselves department. Brooke Hogan is getting married for real. And she is engaged to a Dallas Cowboy. It's true.
I'm not even touching that.
No, you're not. Yes. Oh boy. Oh, and by the way, in another piece of TNA news, you know the Knockouts Tag Team Championships? No more.
Well, I mean that was only a matter of time, man. They haven't even brought it up, let alone been defended in over a year, right?
Yeah, exactly. Something like that. Let's see. Oh, yes. You remember that Mick Foley project we talked about? The Kickstarter for I Am Santa Claus? The documentary? It's going to be funded. Okay? They just got it. It's going to be... They're very close. Either they're at 37,000 and they're just about... They're just close to the $40,000 goal, which I'm really happy about. Did anyone see? I posted this on the NAWC. The duphosity of CM Punk with this.
This comes to the surprise of nobody.
Yeah, because he's a sci-fi and comic geek, right?
Oh, yes.
He did this thing called the Course Force for the Force. It's a charity run. Okay, I think it's called. I have to look at the exact title of it. If you could, I posted it in the NAWC group. It is a charity run for the lightsaber. Not Shucky Ducky Quack Quack. No. We'll get to that in a minute too. the course of the Force. That was it. Oh, and you got it. Here's a little red state, blue state action for you there.
Yes.
Okay. On TMZ, and Gene, you're gonna love this. Kane, Vince Vaughn, and Ron Paul were at a 4th of July barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see this?
Yes, I did. No,
I said Gene.
I loved it.
Gene, what did you think?
I could totally see it happening.
It did.
Yes. Here's a quick impression of me when I found out what happened.
Yeah, I know. You squeal like a little girl, yes.
Just about.
Frankly, I'm just surprised Vince Vaughn is still alive.
Well, yeah. But that was just, that was crazy. Okay? When I saw Kane, I'm like, I know Kane is political. You know, Glenn Jacobs, we talked about this before, that, you know, he's writing for, you know, certain conservative and libertarian websites now. So,
can we make Citizen X a gimmick? Is that possible?
That would be nice. I don't know if he's in Japan this week, because they had two shows in Japan and now they're flying back. The jet lag is going to be nuts.
You know what though? If we do make it a gimmick, let's just pull a Chris Park and just make it Kane's long lost brother. Let's fuck up the storyline between him and Taker even more.
Oh, by the way, can we, you want to, you know, I know Nikki's, you know, in mourning, but I want to make Nikki happy, okay? Sami Callihan is in WWE developmental.
Woot!
He tweeted, he says, welcome to Florida, I mean Mars. So he's there. So Sami is going to be working with Sami, I mean, as in Zayn, okay? Can you imagine Sami Callihan versus El Generico? I knew you could. Right? How's that, Shane?
Oh, Shane, wow.
You like that?
Yeah, that's not... Actually, that wouldn't be a bad match, I think. Anyways.
Oh, and by the way, I will give Ring of Honor props. They are actually doing something, I think, pretty cool on October 26th. They are going to be walking for Autism Speaks, and they've got a donation where you can donate some stuff. Yes, exactly. You can donate if you get $25 donation, you can get access to a Ring of Honor show on the video on demand, and for $50 you get the video on demand and a Ring of Honor DVD, and you get. And the first three $100 donations, you'll get a one-on-one phone call from the Ring of Honor star. So I think that's kind of cool. And I hope they actually do raise a lot of money for that. You know, I think that's a pretty, pretty, pretty cool idea. Let's see what else we have here. Yes. Brian Kendrick is coming back to Ring of Honor for their August 3rd show. And I'm just trying to think. I mean, that's pretty much, you know, like I said, it's pretty much a light week. I mean, like I said, it's, you know, I mean, it's gotten so light that I think the NAWC general manager actually went along and actually drove Nikki to Shiva. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to pretty much shut it down here. Ethan, do you have anything to plug?
Well, I guess we could plug the upcoming edition of WLTI Live. Coming up is on that edition will be an interview with a brilliant author and, unfortunately, my roommate, Adam Neduff, who has written a brilliant book about the biography of the greatest game show host of all time, Mr. Bill Cullen, among other books that he'll be shilling for in the weeks and months to come that I'm going to have to, unfortunately, endure. So, yeah, I'm going to be promoting that for him then.
Gene, Shane, do you have anything to plug?
I'll let him go first.
Yeah, I've got nothing to promote, so Gene, you're up.
Okay, then. Once again, if you remember our last show, or the last show 2 weeks ago, you may have noticed that I was plugging a show called Independence Blowout, hosted by the World of Unpredictable Wrestling. It's going to be on July 27th at the world-famous Gleason's Gym. Tickets are $15 for adults, $10 if you're a kid. If you want any, you can go. You can inquire on our Facebook page, or you can hit me up directly on Twitter, loose_cannon201.
There you go. There you go. And I will promote pretty much everything else that's been on here. Of course, you can listen to all the shows on Stitcher Radio for your Google Play or Android device, and your Apple, and of course Player.fm for your Android. You've got North American Wrestling Connection to the show, of course, Pixel Nation, which hopefully we'll be recording shortly if I can get Brian on. The BS Big Show, the Touch 'Em All with the one and only Mr. Jim Williams, and a bunch, I believe, Down the Tubes, and just a bunch of other stuff. And again, that WLTI Live interview is pretty awesome, and I cannot wait for it. It's going to be, you know, pretty cool. We just finished it. It was really a lot of fun. Nikki Haymon should be back next week from the self-imposed, religious obligations for Mr. Haymon. And we will be back with more news, reviews, and all that good stuff. The Road to Money in the Bank is coming up really, really shortly. And we're going to have a really good couple of go-home shows. And we're going to have a great time. For Carl, for Ethan, for Gene, for Shane, this is Jason Block. Hopefully, Nikki, you'll won't be too upset at this, as we say, for the North American Wrestling Connection, as sponsored by WrestleChat.net. Good night, folks. We'll be back soon.
You've been listening to a JWC Media produced program.